It's the God and love of the Lord. Welcome to the King of Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Great Smirk Jesus Christ Church. We're playing division on the KPF family. Even let's give God some love. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. With that being said, let's get the party started. Let's get it done. Here we go. Let's get this part of the start. Let's get it going. Here we go.
How many of you all know that you need rivers to flow in you? Hallelujah. Touch somebody and say, let the rivers flow.
I'm not going to be God wants to heal the whole soul. Some people's actions are not because of their
spirit is gone, but it's because the past has left a hole in your heart. May this wisdom, what the hell is your past, will remind you that God wants to keep the hope in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Thank you. sometimes on this journey, get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is the canvas for your strength. And my story isn't over, my story is just begun. But where you won't define me, that's what my father does.
Oh, we want you. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Can you guys hear me out there?
We can.
Is this working?
I heard you. Let me make sure. Say it again.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. To God be the glory. I got a little concerned there for a minute.
Just for a minute.
Well, at this time, we're going to ask the woman of God to pray us in. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we woke up in our right mind, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, with you on it, Father God. God, and we were so happy when they said, enter into his house with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, Father God. So we just bless your name and we give you all honor, glory, and praise on tonight, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, that you would touch the man of God, that you would give him a word from on high, Father God, that will feed the people, Father. But there's a famish in the land, Father God, and people are looking for a word from you, Father God.
Yeah.
And so we just thank you, God, for the work that's coming forth, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And we just ask you that you keep the man of God covered, protected, and guided and close to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, we sit down, Lord God, that you may rise up and have your way,
Lord,
on tonight, Father. And we just ask you that you have your way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We cut out for a second.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen. Yeah, that was supposed to happen. That was expected. Well, before I continue on the service, I got to make a phone call to see a person wants to join in with us, you already know, oh my God. But in the meantime, tonight's word is going to be educational, informational, and uplifting. Amen?
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And while I'm making a call, here's tonight's scripture. It's coming from Hebrews chapter 11, verses number 1 and verse number 6.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And tonight's title is the five W's and 1 H of your faith. The five W's and 1 H of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Trying to take composition class.
Yeah. See, I remember that from since elementary school. The who, what, when, where, why, and then how.
Amen.
But now that's just not just for those in composition class or English class. It's also for your faith. So while you all looking that up in your Bibles, and like I said, it's in the New Testament, Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 and verse number 6. I'm going to ask the woman of God, how was your day?
Well, you know, man of God, I would be remiss if I would say it was an easy day. You know, we had a difficult week.
Well.
And my day started off very trying. You know, I thank God that I'm connected to Him. And I thank God that when things become too much for me to bear, I can call on the Holy Spirit,
and you better come
the
on
Holy
now.
Spirit can intervene.
You heard what Tasha Cowell said, he holds her hand.
That's right.
Come
and
on
he,
now.
He does. He holds our hand when we got to do troubling things. And so, you know, I was just in a space. And so it was a long day. It was a Monday, but it was a Monday after a holiday. So,
yeah, you had a week off.
Right. After having a week off, kids were forgetting their locker codes, just simple stuff, you know. So,
yeah.
It was a trying time, but I thank God that He's always been a peace, that He's Jehovah Shalom. And I thank God that He's an anchor. And I thank Him that He's Jehovah Sitkanu, and that He's the banner that's over me. So He's above me, He's beneath me, He's all around me. And I thank God that in trying times, He walks with me step by step.
You better come on, say that again. So, let's give God, let's give God glory just for that. Come on now.
Amen.
Hey. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. No, I didn't share. Oh, Lord.
I didn't share.
What is wrong with my phone, man? For real. I can't even share it. Oh, there it goes. Trying me. What is that? What is going on? I tell you, I'm starting like iPhones more and more. Android messing up. I just don't understand it. But in any case, I'm just going to leave it just like that. I'm done with it. Move on with the word. Be obedient. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 6, the five W's and 1 H of your faith. Now, before I read the scripture, what we're going to be talking about tonight is the five W's, which is who, what, where, when, and why. Okay. And the 1 H is how.
Okay.
Now, that's to all those who say that they are Christians. That means you walk them by faith and not by sight automatically,
mm-hmm.
if you consider yourself a Christian.
Amen.
Now, to all those who are not are Christians, I need to know who you rely on and who your faith dwell on.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, does that person have the keys and the rights to life and death?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then what? What are they? What are they?
Come on.
If they ain't the Holy Trinity,
mm-hmm.
the Alpha and the Omega, mm-hmm. then I need to know what are they? Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome, woman, man of God. Mm-hmm. Then where? Where are they? Are they alive or are they dead?
Mm-hmm.
And when they die, are they still alive?
Do they have the power to be able to raise
them? Right. But that's my question. Because my God, He can't. He left his throne, came on earth through his creation. Then he gave up his spirit. Then he regained his spirit and went back up to his throne by spirit. I can't hear nobody up in here.
Amen.
And then when? Mm-hmm. When did they come to the point of getting your faith? Mm-hmm. When did they have the authority to have your faith and say that they can give you faith?
Come on.
They can give you strength by your faith. They can deliver you by your faith. Mm-hmm. Did they save you? Huh?
Come on.
Were they condemned to save your soul?
Come on.
And then why? Why did they do it? What did they do it for? What you got to do for them?
Come on now.
And then my last question is, how? How do you worship? How do you praise? How do you get your accolades from such an individual thing? And how?
Sorry,
how do you bless them? How do they bless you? Ooh.
Uh-oh.
How do they bless you? So let's go Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and verse number 6. We're going to read verse 1 first. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what things not seen. Uh-huh. See, the first part is the miracle part, not the last one.
Okay, so talk to us about it.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now let me explain. Let me break it down for you. A lot of people hope to be a millionaire. A lot of people hope to be a lot of things. In oh Lord, baby, look at that.
Okay.
A lot of people hope for a lot of things, but it doesn't come to pass. Listen. We don't know what's best for us. We don't. At the end of the day, we do not. But our God does. He already know if he allow you to be 6 foot tall and 15 inches tall or 7 feet and 3 feet tall, yeah, you can play basketball, but what happens when you get old and your knees and your legs give out on you? No. Are you going to be able to handle the stuff that come along with that? No. Are you going to put the time in to strengthen the muscles in your bones like other people do that's 7 foot tall?
No.
Oh, let's do the other one. I don't want to be rich. I want to be a millionaire. Can you take people getting into your business 24/7?
Uh-huh, come on.
Can you take people camping out in front of your house?
Come on.
Just get a picture of you or you doing something you had no business doing?
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle people lying on you 24/7? Mm-hmm. How about that?
The lawsuits that come with it.
Right. And with the lawsuits come with it, you're gonna defame your name, and you're gonna be broke. And you can't get rich once you get broke from that way, because nobody wanna give you anything. Nobody ain't gonna be seen with you. This is the reason why he didn't make me rich when I was younger, because he already know. Woo!
You'd mess it up, man.
I would, man. I'd be on death row right about now. Please, 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 please. The many times I'm not incriminate myself, but many times somebody done try to do something to my mother or said something about my mother, man, you better run. No, let me rephrase that. You better run and hide, not in the same state, because I will find you. But that's the old me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ask to certain people who find out the hard way. But in any case, to God be the glory. Amen?
Amen.
I'm redeemed. Now, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other part, the evidence of things not seen. You know, in elementary school, if I can remember the song correctly, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, really, really, really. Life is not a dream.
Life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream. But when you become older, you switch that last part of life is not a dream. Because but back then, you would dream all you want to, you know, what you want to be. I want to be the first black president in the United States at one point. Then I want to be a firefighter. Then in my last dream, I want to be an Air Force pilot, a fighter pilot. Mm-hmm. Of course, those didn't come to pass. Mm-hmm. But the third one, I was getting there to know. But I ain't gonna tell that story. But the third one could have came to pass. Okay. But somebody was in the midst, somebody with authority over me, not by legality, but they had, well, legality too.
Yeah, legality.
But I was over 18. So
it don't matter.
Yeah, it was my mother, but she blocked all that mess. But the other two, did I have the grades? Somewhere. I was an AB student. Amen. And then I didn't have the persona to be a president of the United States. I didn't have the patience to be the president of the United States. I had the humanity to be the president of the United States, but I did not have the patience. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I did not have the patience back then. Mm-hmm. I had none whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even spell patience. Mm-hmm. Amen. So this who, what, where, when, and why is being directed to those who say that they are Christians and to those who say they don't believe. I need to know why. Because at the end of the day, when you take your last breath, mm-hmm. and prayfully, if you have anybody spiritual in your family or in your circle, they will get a better sense of your ending before you. Mm-hmm. And the spirit will tell them to ask you to give you another, what we talked about last night, another opportunity to get yourself right before who? Before God. Why? Because it's your reasonable service. Don't forget Romans 12:1. 12:1-2, rather. It's your reasonable service that you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, present yourself as a living sacrifice. A holy and acceptable unto God. Which is your reasonable service. Again, reasonable service. Mm-hmm. But don't pass up this opportunity for what thus saith the Lord that give me the word to say unto you. Mm-hmm. And this is especially for those who say they are Christians. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to reiterate again because the Holy Spirit is putting on me heavy. You could be baptized 3-4 times in your life. But if you was never baptized on your own time, at your own will, and you didn't come and been baptized in spirit and in truth, then you're not baptized, my brother or my sister. Hate to say it to you. I don't care if you're 87 years old. If you've been baptized because you've been to multiple churches and they had a scheduled baptism, but you never was baptized because you was ready to be right before the Lord, mm-hmm. you ain't baptized. And I dare for a man or woman of God to tell me I'm wrong, because that's what the word says. The word says, okay, the word says that you have to be baptized in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
You have to come before the throne of glory in spirit and in truth. So this is why when you take communion, you have to judge your own self so you won't condemn yourself. That's the word too, 1 Corinthians. Right?
Amen.
You got to check yourself. So take the 5 W's and the H and check mark yourself. And make sure that the person that you believe in has the right, the authority, and the power over life and death. Because Buddha don't have it. Buddha dead. Mm-hmm. 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 Buddha dead, eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Who the other one? Or the Egyptians guys? Yeah.
The horses.
Yeah. Last time I checked, King Tut still in his tomb.
Yeah.
Dusty. Wrapped up.
Mummified.
And they did embalming fluid back then. People is doing embalming fluid now. You're still dead. But my God, his clothes was left behind while he walking around and made, he made pit stops. I call it pit stops.
Pit stops.
Yeah, he made pit stops. He's like, hold on, Dad. Let me go check on my fools. I'm going to call them fools right now because ain't no way you going to walk with this man. Your family in jeopardy. You in jeopardy. You see him perform miracles unlike no other. Even unto today, those miracles have not been formed.
It's called flesh, baby.
Hold on. And you've seen this man perform miracles by the touch, by spitting, and by speaking. And then he tell you, on the third day, after I give up my life, I'm going to be raised up. And y'all, what are you going to do now, Peter? I don't know, son. I don't know, Paul.
Paul was dead.
Okay, yeah, yeah. John. I don't know, John. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know anybody. Mary's like, what y'all doing? He just spoke to me. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he did, Mary. Yes, he did. Smack you upside your, ooh, upside your head. Ain't nobody going, no. If I was rocking back then, man, but how can I say that?
You don't know.
Right, no, but I'm saying, how can I say that? Because when he spoke to me when I was five, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, nobody heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, how about this? This is the part that everybody missed when I say about that. I was nowhere near by my sister.
Mm-hmm.
People walking around, adults walking around, no adults even talk or say anything to me. I was peaceful, I was calm, and I felt safe. Mm-hmm. I wasn't scared to talk to him. Because that's how God operates.
He's familiar.
Right. And then when I get back to my sister, she's like, you ain't talk to nobody. You were seeing him the whole time. He was working two things. He's doing multiple things at the same time.
We'll be first.
Come on now. That's my God. What's your God? Now how, now about the blessing part. Let's go to verse 6. The blessing part. How? How does he bless you? How do you bless him? Let's go to verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, first of all, you got to understand, you got to believe what you say you have faith in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Christians say they believe, but then when you get down to the nitty gritty, do you believe that he was born from a Virgin Mary? Yeah. No, do you believe? You understand what I'm saying about the Virgin Mary?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was, he created Mary. Okay? Then he came off his throne to be born for something that he created. It's like you being born through your child. You believe that? Yeah. But when I say it, people look at me like I'm crazy. But is that not the truth? Come on, somebody. So you really didn't believe. You just saying you believe. Do you believe he was dealt on a cross? That he gave up his life. They didn't take it. He gave up his life.
Come on now.
And that he rose on the third day. Not with some, not with a little bit, not with half, but with all power, that same power that he came here with all power that's still here today, that it was yesterday, and that will be here tomorrow and forevermore. Do you believe that?
Yes.
So you got to have faith. And faith, now you know something is faith, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it. But notice how it didn't explain that you can feel your faith. For this is how you know that you live, that you have faith, or some substance of faith, when the Holy Spirit touches you.
Quickens.
Oh, come on now. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh from God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that
diligently.
Thank you. Seek him. Now, what is diligently? I say again, you can't be holy on Thursday and die on Sunday, and Monday then come Tuesday, you in a club and twerking like there's no tomorrow, and you drop them like a hot, and you picking up dimes and pennies and dollars to make it rain. And if you do it, listen, that's your business. But like the Lord said, do everything and everything out of moderation. Boom. But you still have to have faith. You still got to walk in that vocation of faith. That you believe that he is. And that he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now, some of us get blessed quick, fast, and hurt than others.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, don't envy. Okay, don't be envious. It is not in the book of Galatians chapter 5, not to be envious.
Mm-hmm.
Some pastors and pastors and stuff, they get blessed with Rolls Royces and stuff like that. Well, you know, we got a shotgun with family. Mm-hmm. Or we got to scrape every dime and penny to maintain our own. So you know, woman got to know, she knows I'm quick to say, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? So if you know me about, was it 3 years ago? I said about pulling triggers. And I said, I got a 15 clip. Mm-hmm. And I got to pull, I got aimed at the magazine. I don't know where I'm at. I got to go back and check that again. But I know I knocked off a whole lot on that list. But I know that what's left on that list, I didn't knock it off because I'm still doing some things I haven't been as doing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I'm not perfect. Why? Because I live in the flesh. No, it's not that I live in the flesh. That's just me. But that's the elevation of me that I had to eliminate to be elevated. Mm-hmm. But the worst part of me, I have that under succumbing, under subjective. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. So with the five W's and an H, to all you scholars out there, y'all should know what that is. To all y'all, to anyone that graduated high school. Let me go a little bit further than that. Anyone that graduated elementary, you got to remember the five W's. Do y'all still teach her?
Not really, not the way we used to teach it back in the day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we teach it, like, we use it as sentence starters to get them when they get stuck when they're writing. Who is it about?
No wonder these kids are nick and poops today. They're not learning nothing.
They are learning, but they're learning on a whole other scale. They have a whole other way of teaching now.
And it's not working.
It teaches them how to take tests, not to think. That's what it does.
That's not working.
That's what it does.
Holy
Jesus. It teaches
them
how to take a test, but not necessarily.
It's not working. So they took out all the...
We were taught how to think. We were constructive, critical. We were critical thinkers.
So this is the reason why the kids the way they are, because the structure has been taken away.
It's been changed.
Wow. So to all you that's under, 35? 35 and under, you know, when we was in school, they taught us the five W's and an H. Mm-hmm. And the five W's help you to do your research papers. It help you understand the sentences. It helps you to break down the sentences. It helps your comprehension, you know, so you can comprehend what you're reading better.
They move them so quick. We're teaching them how to do APA format right now.
What?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you're getting them ready for college, but they don't be able to get there.
They can't. They have a hard time being critical thinkers. But if you have, they get foundation from home, then they do good. Then they excel. And if they don't,
this is what happens when you go back and you say, how a grandmother is 35 and she had grandma at 35. What you mean you grandmother at 35? That's because your daughter's getting pregnant at 13 or 14 or 15, or even 16 for that matter, because you was pregnant the same way you think it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's upbringing, period. And I might even go there because that happens in black, white, Puerto Rican, Indian. It hurts in all formats.
I had to meet, had two people in front of me. 15, 30,
we're still alive. We're still up. We're still alive. Well, to God be the glory.
All three generations.
But this message, pardon me, it's clearly about your faith. Because the clock is definitely ticking.
Yes, it is.
I remember back in the 80s, it had Jimmy Swagger, not Oral Roberts. Who was that other guy? Well, it probably was Oral Roberts. They always talking about the end of days is near. The end of days was not near then. The end of days became near just 20-something years ago.
It was getting near already.
In the 1980s, you can see certain signs of the formation of the end of days.
Exactly.
But now, we talk about now in 2022.
It's not on our door.
It's on our front porch, about to ring the doorbell. That is how close the end of days are. And just to have world powers, even trying to flex their muscles with nuclear weapons, and just because you can't beat a country that's 20 times smaller than you, and you don't have to travel to get there, because you're embarrassed by the world, that's your stupidity. And then you got jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy knocking at the door of a country because of what's going on. This can all be handled by a conversation.
That was a communication.
If not by conversation, instead of go to war, have a basketball game. Have the best out of seven, and have people who don't know what basketball is to study the rules for 6 months, and then go do referee the game. Save lives that way. But you know,
they don't want to save lives. That's the problem.
Well, the war has to happen. War's been happening since before we was even thought of, during David time. The war has to happen to make room on a planet.
For resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make room on a planet. But it doesn't have to happen the way they want to do it, because there ain't going to be no planet. You ain't going to be able to have access to no resources. So this is why it's important to listen to what thus said the Lord. This is not my message. This is his message. It was my message. I'd be asleep right now or watching a movie with the woman of God and having some popcorn. That's what I normally be doing around this time of day. And before I even got to that point, I'd be doing something I had no business doing with multiple people.
Well, we give God glory. That's not what we're
doing. Well, I'm just trying to let the people know what we got. Okay? Thank you. To God be the glory. What Minister Sherelle needs?
No, she just wanted to call in. Did you want to say something, Minister Sherelle?
Praise the Lord. I would like to end with prayer, if you guys would allow me to pray us out.
Oh, yeah, sure. So at this time, you know, understand the 5 W's and H. You heard what I said in the beginning. Who do you believe in? What are they? Where are they? When did they obtain your faith? Or when did God get your faith? When did he touch you? And why do you believe? You need to understand all these 5 factors. And then once you understand all those 5 factors, how do you praise him? How do you bless him for blessing you, waking you up? If you can hear the sound of my voice right now, how do you bless the Lord for giving you another day to get right before him before he call you up?
Something that.
Yeah, the blue one. That's why I switched it. How do you bless the Lord for giving you another day of grace and mercy to get right before him before he call you up before judgment? And what's that word that you don't want to hear?
Depart from me, you work of iniquities, I know you not.
Well, you want to hear these words.
Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Ah, two different things. Because the first one, she said, you're going straight to hell. Soon as he finished, you're going straight to hell. Ain't no ifs, no ands, but Lord, but, there's no ifs, no ands, or buts. And the second one, if he says that, then you get past the gate. Amen?
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Praise the Lord for the opportunity again to humble myself before thee as I go before our Father's throne with grace and mercy, that his power endures forever. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For his mighty love that he has for us.
Yes.
For second chances, chance after chance, he gives us to set ourselves right before thee.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I come to you as humble as I know how. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast kept us this night from all harm and danger.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray thee to keep us this day also from sin, hallelujah, and all evil.
Yes, Lord.
That all my doings and my life may please thee. For into thy hands I commend myself, my mind, my body, and my soul.
Yes.
Father God, that you will keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on now. Give God some glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Woo. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, Pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC and KPF. And on behalf of ourselves, she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls, forgive me. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And last but not least, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And knowing that, then I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Be blessed and be safe.